For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The Jonesboro Advertising and Promotion Commission will not fund any convention centers at this time. Chairman Jerry Morgan says the project the city put $75,000 toward has had problems securing funding for the project. Last month, the commission required the Northeast Arkansas Hotel and Convention Center Group return the money until the project was nearing completion on construction. It also asked for several stipulations to be met by the group, which were not. Morgan says he received a letter from the group May 19th that missed several key components.
It stated the project was moving forward, but it did not provide the items that we requested. It also had referenced an attached letter of commitment from an investor. We did not get the attached letter. We've requested that a couple of times and still have not received it. Based on our letter that we sent with our deadline, we are no longer committed to funding that project. They are welcome to reapply in the future. But my opinion is the project needs to be finished before we review any requests based on the recent history of events.
And Morgan says most but not all of the $75,000 was returned back to the city.
We received, of the $75,000 that we paid out, we received $71,175.21 that was returned on May 1st. The difference, $3,800, there was, they did buy an ad in Arkansas Business. I think it was like $4,500. They did send us proof of that with the invoice, and so we do feel like that was part of the use of funds for that they were allowed to use. So, but bottom line, we received the majority of that back.
The group's CEO, Chris Keller, says it still plans to build a 78,000-square-foot convention center and a Hyatt Hotel in Jonesboro. A separate group, O'Reilly Hospitality Management, is working out the final details of its hotel and convention center, and it's reported to the city that it plans to break ground on the Jonesboro campus of Arkansas State University in the next 60 to 90 days. The O'Reilly CEO, Tim O'Reilly, spoke over the phone to the commission chairman, Jerry Morgan, about future funding.
He asked about, requesting, making a proposal. I told him that we would be glad to review a proposal, that we would just ask him to submit that, and we'll be glad to look at it and see. I did tell him that my personal recommendation would be that before we look at a proposal that, again, this is my personal recommendation, that they be very ready to start and give us very good assurance that this project is going to happen. And he says he said it was going to happen.
And O'Reilly says he'll break ground on the ASU campus in the next 2 to 3 months. Morgan says all convention centers will have to be almost finished before funding can be considered in the future by the city. I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting for KASU News.